Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin, guys. I want to try to finish up Aninus, and I'll try to go to Evangelist Jim Richard here. Wanted to start with today. Sure, the Achara Sin has a suffix here in the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, which is very interesting. And this is a segue into the last sif here. If someone's being Shomer Mace, you might not be related to the person, so you're not an Onain, but you do have a responsibility to watch the mace to make sure no mice, you know, eat the mace, or, you know, are mezalzel in the mace at all. So you have to be very careful to make sure that you're doing the job properly. So the Shaar HaTzion has an interesting suffix in the bottom of Shabur. If you get a chance to look it up, in Simen Tov Ayin Hey Sifahe and Or Chaim, that if a person eats a kazayas matzah and he ate it while he was a shota, and then he got better and he got healed and he became sane, he's mechuyev to eat another kazayas after he got healed, because when he ate it, he was potter in mitzvahs. So the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkat Lamites says, what happens if someone's a shomer mace, even though you're potter from all the mitzvahs, in such a case, because you're being shomer the mace, but let's say you could, lamaisa, at that time, do another mitzvah. Let's say you could eat the matzah. Let's say you're watching a mace lel seder. If God forbid someone be in that situation. In that case, where you would have the ability to watch the mace and eat the matzah at the same time, the Shaar HaTzion has a suffix, would you be able to say the bracha of al-achilas matzah? So that also might be totally what we discussed yesterday. When you're osik the mitzvah rishona, are you mufka from the mitzvah shniya? Or are you really chayev, but you're just, there's a p'tur, and if I can somehow manage to try to, get in doing that mitzvah, would I be able to say a bracha on it? So that would be an interesting, would be totally on that two approaches that we had, and very much connected with that. Like we, for example, said an onin's mufka, but also mitzvah pata mitzvah, maybe that's the machlekes taz drisha. So that Shaar HaTzion goes well. Would you be able to say a bracha? For example, we mentioned the Ritva that said, if you're also mitzvah A, it's usher to the mitzvah B. So according to the Ritva, you wouldn't be able to say a bracha. It's like a reshus to do mitzvah B. Okay, let's get to exactly what is the din there by the shomer, and then to some other details about one. It says in the Braisa, in Maseches Brachas, we learned it, Hashamer Sameis, so it says b'feirush, so you're not related. So that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, that a mishamer sameis afilu sheino meso potter mikriyas shema umikol mitzvos b'torah. And if there are two guys, then you can take off. One guy could do the shmira, one guy do the kriya. And the Shach says in Sifkat Yudches that the lamdus is based on osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, which we said the rav was medayik from the ram. That
recording
meant,
in progress.
That patr meant that it was considered to be a hafka, as opposed to the other dinim that we said. The p'tur l'maisa, when the Rambam said the known as p'tur from Krishna, he said the word p'tur, that it was afka, where it was osk mitzvah. He just said a lashon that he didn't, have time. But nonetheless, this is the p'tur of osk mitzvah put a mitzvah, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hey Sifkat Yud Beis says he's not allowed to be reshai lahachmar al atzmo to read Krishna to daven. Even if he's Yoshev Chutzlar Bamos, because you have to be shown to the mace from Achbarim, and it's wrong to be Machmir in such a situation.
who says that?
That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Kriyas Shma, Siman Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Yud Beis. And the Chazan Ravadia says it's mutter for the Onain to say Mizmari Tehillim, because that's Ilui Nishmas, his relative, even the night before Chatzos. And anything that's considered to be Kavod HaShomeis, the Sitz Eliezer says the same thing. Amir's Tehillim is considered to be mutter. Allah Lomais, you're within Dalet Amos, you're not supposed to do Torah, but this is the Torah to help him. So that's considered to be okay. It's just interesting, I wanted to point out a Ramah, which, you know, you hear about these stories of Gedolim that they didn't cry on Shabbos, which, you know, kind of goes to the heart and core of whether there's Aninus on Shabbos or not Aninus on Shabbos. And generally we assume, I don't know, I've heard stories of Gedolim, you know, they didn't cry on Shabbos, and as soon as Shabbos ended, they started crying. There is a Ramah in Simin Reish Pei Ches Sif Beis, seems to go against that. I mean, I'm going to read you the Lashon, Simin Reish Pei Ches Sif Beis. He writes as follows. He writes, someone that has... is upset about something, is allowed to cry on Shabbos to get it out of his heart. To get it out of his heart. Reish, pei, ches, sif, beis. God, v'mish yesh lo oneg im yivke, if he'll have enjoyment, if he cries, kadesh yelech atzar melibo, mutter lifkos b'Shabbos. Mutter to cry on Shabbos. And it's interesting. The Taz says that Tavka, because his rov dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's crying. Like we find by Rabbi Kiva, the Zohar Chodesh writes he cried a lot when he said the Shir Hashir. So I guess if you're on a high madrega like that, Lamaisa, and but Stam to cry, he says not that way. But Eliyahu Rabin to Sevish Shabbos say they mattered it through crying Yirvachlo, because that'll be Onik. You know, if you eat fish, if you love fish, eating fish on Shabbos is okay. If you love chicken, Lamaisa, you eat the chicken. You don't have to have meat like on Yontif. So too, if you feel you cry, you'll get your tzar out. Ramah says it's mutter. Interesting din, Allah lamaisa. Okay, so that's what comes up from this Ramah, and that's the sif about. So it's kind of like an expansion of the din of onen if you're being shomer sameis. Okay, let's get to some details about Onain, and then we'll move into the din of Avelis Yom Rishon, Halacha L'Maaseh. But I want to get to some details that come up. First of all, I want to mention that Aninus will end at what we call Stimus HaGolo, okay? And Stimus HaGolo appears in Moed Katan Chav Zayin Amid Beis and in Ksubas Daf Dalet Amid Beis. It's a machlokes tanoim to Rabbi Elazar Yeshua. Is it from the time you take the mace out of the house, or is it from the time you do stimus hagolo? We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, who says the word stimus hagolo. Now, what is stimus hagolo? Stimus hagolo is very important to define because it ends aninus and it begins avelus. So, before we get to that, those dinim of aninus, I just want to define that. And we paskin, as I said, like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's stimus hagolo. So, it's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. In Ksubis and Dalim Beis, Rashi says it's the closing of the coffin. Once you close the top of the coffin, that's when Aninus ends and Avelus begins. And Rabbi Natam says not that way. It means actually burying the mace, the nifter and nifteris in the ground, the interment. And we paskin like the Rabbi Natam and Simon Shinai and Hesif Aleph. That's the way we paskin Halach Lomaisa. So I want you guys to get that. That definition, because that will end Aninus and begin Avelus. There is a note of Yehuda that says, there is a note of Yehuda that does say that in a certain situation we will rely on Rashi. In a situation where the note of Yehuda says that we're afraid that there might be Aninus might be elongated for a long time. So the note of Yehuda is Mechadesh, that Mesir L'Ksofim only works when you give it over to Chevra Kedisha and you're not going with. So he says, though, if they place the mace in the Aron, in the coffin already, maybe you could say that's called Stimus HaGolo. And he said, maybe even if the Krovim go along to the Besak Forest, maybe you could say that there's a svara to be noeg avelus already right away. Not to count until there's a steam as a gol legamri, but maybe the end of the p'tur mitzvahs for an onid would end if lemaisa they're going along with it and the coffin has been closed. So he brings up such a possibility, but I want to just bring out, we don't really accept Rashi. We accept Rabbeinu Tam that it's the actual interment in the ground ends aninus and begins avelus. So that's very critical. But we should just know that note of Yehuda that he's mitzaref Rashi in such a situation that maybe you could say maybe the Petur Mitzvah ends, but it's not, you're not going to start the Shiva right away until it was a mamish determined in the ground. Okay, so that's very important to know when we make that shift. So let's get to some other dinim. We'll finish up by Aninus, and then we got to get to Yom Rishon. We had mentioned that there's an issur to eat meat and drink wine for an aval, for an onain, but there's another issur. I don't know if you guys noticed it. I mentioned it briefly, but I wanted to just mention it in the Mechaber in Shin Mem Aleph in Sif Hey. He says, "Kolzman shel nikra meis eino cholitz minosan veino chayv ativis rosh vekvinis mita aval aser leishiv alishna agami mita filu kfuya." I gave you that in Masechus Smachos or Aval Rabasi. It says beferish there that it's usher to sit or sleep on a bed even if it's turned over. So that is not, as far as I know, no one practices that. But as I said, we always got to know the din and what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And why is it that no one practices that? You're not allowed to sleep on a bed. Why is that so? Allah Almighty, the Rabban quotes this in Amud Ayin Dalet in the Torah's Adam. We mentioned in Masechus Smachos, he should sleep on the floor. Why don't people do this? It's also to sit or sleep on a bed, even an overturned one. So, and then Nata Gavriel, in Perek Tet Vav, he quotes that Medina, it is also to sit on a stool or on a bed, but the minig is to be meiko because of mechush, chulsha. In other words, mishum chulsha. We are weaker people, and therefore somehow this din did not become implemented during Aninus. And he quotes from the Chuvas Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Beis, Simon Sadi Beis, and other Gedol Achronim, where Miyashiv this minig to be Mekel. And he quotes Lavush, who says, similar to the Ramban by other Yisurim, that maybe Lamaisa, if this will affect the Onin's ability to deal with the Kfura, we're Mekel. And that goes well with what we said, that the whole purpose of Aninus is to bury the fellow. If you're going to have to sit on the floor, your back might hurt, your whole body might hurt, and that might inhibit your ability to bury a person, and therefore bury your loved one, and therefore this din went away by the wayside. But I want you to know the din. We have the Isser Basar V'Yayin and sleeping or sitting on a bed or even an overturned one, and that last one we don't observe, halacha l'maaseh. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Who did he say says that if it's going to affect the burial?
The Divrei, the Lavush, the Chuv is Divrei Makil, quotes the Lavush, who says this. Okay. Now, what about various different dinim? Let's go through, okay, about Onay. And a lot of this dinim are in the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuvas are long, but let's try to go through. One other din I just want to mention is in the Ramah, before we get to the various other dinim, that did you notice in the Ramah here that a Talmud for Rabbo Mufak is usher also the Basar V'Yayin during the week, obviously not on Shabbos, because maybe the Talmud has a responsibility to bury him. So did you notice that Ramah also here in Shin Mem Aleph, it was the Ramah on the end of Sif Aleph. So again, it's that Kolzman Shemutol Lifneim. The Talmud Mistama has a responsibility, or he's vowed somehow, or it's Kavod Ameis, but the Talmud also would be Asur Bas V'Yayin. That usually we don't do, because we don't have a Rabbo Muvak nowadays, the Lechem Mishnah says from the Ma'arik, our Sfarim Arabim. Rabbo Muvak is, he taught you most of your learning, and the Sfarim have taught you most of our learning, so we don't really have a din of Rabbo Muvak. When you say it's my Rabbo Muvak, that's just how it's Kavod. Okay. So let's get to some dinim lamaisa about the onain in particular. Okay, what about an onain by Sfiris Omer? So we don't have time to go into the whole topic, but the Rav has this whole shtickle Torah that there's Svei Dinim and Sfira Somer. There's the Maisa Sfira, and there's the Kiyama Mitzvah. So an Onin's Pater from Mitzvahs. So he's an Onin the whole day. That means he's going to lose out now and not be able to count. So the Rav said, let him count verbally without a bracha. That'll keep the bridge going. The Rav holds that there's 49 distinct mitzvahs, and you have to create a bridge between the all the mitzvahs together from Pesach to Shavuos. And if he's going to be an Onin a whole night and day, you don't want to miss out, so let him count without a bracha. And that's what the Gilyan Marashah says. If you saw it, Rabbi, it's right here, Shlomo Eger, on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch here, quotes that that's what he should do, and Rabbi Vadia says the same thing, and the Mincha Shlomo says the same thing, halacha lamaisa. Okay, also, regarding an Onin during Tisha B'Av. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Tshuva and Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Aleph Osches says that an Onen during Tisha B'Av, if it's hard for him to deal with the mace without his shoes on, it's mutter benilas a sandal. It's mutter benilas a sandal. So again, that's what we had said before about the shoes being the if it's going to inhibit his ability. Remember, we said there are three things. That even if you hold like the Ramban, there's Yisuri Avelis Tochaninis, but the Meisim, Atifas Rosh, Kfiyas Amita, Nilas Asandal, that you don't do. But Nilas Asandal, Lamaisa, if it's that if that was just because of, you know, inhibiting your burial, then maybe you should wear sneakers. Then maybe a person should wear sneakers. So the Divrei Seifrim is a very good, beautiful Sefer in the Chazal. It's called Divrei Seifrim. He was saying what I was saying yesterday, according to Zach, if you learn like the Birak Ra and Sifkat Yerches, maybe if you view those three as Meisim, then maybe you should never Lamaisa wear the sneakers at the Levaya. Because it's a din, you shouldn't do Meisim. But if you hold it's just a practical thing, then maybe Lamaisa, then maybe it's good reason to wear sneakers at the Levaya. Depends how you learn up that din of Nihilus Asanta. Okay, let's continue now. What about certain dinim that come up, Lamaisa, that kind of like borderline lavin? We had said that an onin has to do the Tilis Adayim because it's Rak Truma. What about an onin Lagabi Taini Sibor? There's a fast day that comes out when a guy's an onin. What do you say about that? So I would have said it falls under the rubric of Lavin. You have to do it. The Onin has to fast. And that's what Rav Avadia writes in the Kitchen Shulchan Aruch Yordeya, Simen Zayin, Sifayin Ches, Onin Chayv Latsum B'Tainet Sibur, Kevin Dehav Mishev Al Tase. Now, if it's going to inhibit your ability to bury the maize, okay, then you're Potter. But the Pashup Shad is that, you know, it's a Tainis, Mishev Al Tase.
Who says that?
This is what Rav Avadia writes in the Yalkut Yosef. His son writes, the Yalkut Yosef in the Kitcher, Shulchan Aruch Yordeya, Simen Zayin, Sif Ayin Ches. And the truth of the matter is, nowadays in America, at least you give everything over to the Chevra Kedisha, you really should fast. Al Pi Din. What about an Onein regarding Bedikas Chametz? So the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes in Sifkat and Vav that an Onen is Potter from Bedikas Chametz according to Tshuva's Beis Yehuda. Someone else should check it for him. And the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava writes that in Prague, the Onen would makna his house to someone else and the friend would check it with a bracha. But Lamaisa, the Rebbe Vadi and the Yalkut Yosef says an Onen below Bedikas Chametz should appoint a shliach to check. And if he doesn't live in that dira, he can the shliach can mechavid the motzi him from the bracha of others that are bodek themselves, and then the onen should bodek himself without a bracha. Now, why would you say the onen should be bodek himself for a bracha? Because you don't want to come to eat like Taisa says in the beginning of Masechta. Bedikah is you shouldn't come to eat the chametz, or according to Rashi, bedikah is that in order you won't be over by your rabbi motzi. So again, there's good reason to say, even though other posts can say that he's potter, but there's good reason to say that one would be chayiv lamaisa in doing the bedikah. Even though we're saying it's a machlekes in the Gedol Acharonim, it's chetshuva there, but there's good reason to say that lamaisa he should do the bedikah again without a bracha. Now, what about bittul? So here, Lamaisa, here he should definitely do Bittel, because you don't want to be over by Rabbi Amatze. So if you want to do something to make sure you're not going to be over any Lavin, and therefore it makes a lot of sense that he should do Bittel as well, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, Zach, you had a question? Okay, so these are things we got to make sure, Lamaisa, that we understand. We're dealing with the what? With the din of an onane. We don't make sure that he doesn't, you know, that you know, anything that's associated with the lavim, Lamaisa, you have to make sure that he's going to try to do. Now, just two more nakudas, and then we got to get to Yom Rishon. Can you count the guy in a minion? In Onay. I don't know what he's doing in Shul. In fact, the Ramah's the one who said that. Do you see the Ramah? What's he doing there? It's an interesting lesson the Ramah says. You know, do you go to Shul or not? He says, you know, why go to Shul? I mean, what are you doing there, Lamais? Mus is his mutter to go on Shabbos, and on Chol there's no Isser, but what are you doing there? Since it's Usher to Davin, you know, why are you there, Lamais?
Kishpah.
Okay, I don't know you that you don't want to be around Simcha, Lamais, but what's the din, Lamais, in this? In this case, so the do we count as a minion? So the Pesachuvit Sifkon Nidal says you don't count him for a minion. Hold on with Kedusha, but there is a Prichadish that says, you know, if he's the tenth man, he's not a goy, and therefore he could be counted to be the tenth man. Halacha
Lamaisa. Did your Rebbe say?
I said the Prichadish says if he's the tenth man, you could count him because he's not a goy. I mean, he might be part of davening, but he's not a goy. So Lamaisa, if he's a tenth man, you could be Yaitse. Okay. And last Nakuda on this, actually there's a few others I want to just get to, is that after the Levaya, will you say Birkas HaShachar? Let's say the Levaya finishes at 1 or 2. So you were Potter in Birkas HaShachar. After Levaya, will you say all the Brachas? So this is a machleik between the Chazon HaVadya and the Pnei Baruch. The Chazon HaVadya says you're Potter from Birkas HaShachar, but after the Kvuri, you say all the Brachas, even after Chatzos. And the Pnei Baruch says no. He says if it's after 10 o'clock in the day, you don't say Birkas HaShachar, except for the only you'll say is Birkas HaTorah, of course, because you want to learn. And L'shlosani Goy, L'shlosani Avid, L'shlosani Isha, that you can say the whole day. But everything else is after 10 o'clock, you should not say Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? After 10 o'clock, after the 4 hours of the day, after the Zman of Tefillah. Now, what about when a person's an Onane? You become an Onane, you have to take your tzitzis off. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says an Onane's mutter, b'levishas talis katan. Okay? It's mutter, halacha l'mayis, even though you're part from mitzvahs, the Yalka Yoy says you don't have to take it off. And it's mutter to read it, to wear it without a bracha. So that's not considered to be a problem, halacha l'mayis. So we don't view that as... It's interesting, why not? We said we should be machmer not to do mitzvahs. We said, right, we're all like Rabbi Natan. But Lamaisa, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be acceptable. What did you say? That's what the Yaakov Yosef says, yeah. That's what the Yaakov says. Mutter to wear it in the morning.
Don't we hold by the same thing on Tishba?
Yeah, we put it on, but we don't say, you know, we don't say a bracha till later. You know, we don't say a talent's gadol. We don't say a talent's gadol. Okay. Last Nakuda then, let's get to is, comes up an interesting shiloh in the poskim, is if you ate something as an onen before the kfura, or you went to the restroom before the kfura, and you didn't bench before the kfura, and you didn't say asher yatzer. So do you have to bench after the kfura, and do you have to say asher yatzer after the kfura? That's also in the Pesachei Teshuvah and Sifkat and Hay. So, he quotes a big machlokes in Gedol Achronim, the Ma'ariv Milisa, and the Chochmas Adam, and Klal Kufin and Gimel, say you would say the bracha Berkas Amazon and Sheyatzer afterwards, and Rav Shlomo Kluger and Aruch HaShulchan say no, you're not, you don't. So what's the hachra about this Shiloh? What's the hachra about this Shiloh? So the pashtus is Rav Avadi says that you should be potter because b'shas chiyuv you were potter. And Lamaisa, he says to get out of it, maybe you should eat another sandwich after the kvura and then be able to bench. Sure, Yotzer, you know, no way to get out of it because the next time you go, you lose out. Next time you got to go, you lose out on the bracha on that. So That's what Rabbi Avadia writes, but it's an interesting shaila halacha l'maisa. And the last nekud I want to mention, which I don't understand, is that Shlomo Zalman writes you should say hamapil as an oneg, because you should say kriya shma l'amita. I'm sorry, and hamapil, he says, because he says all the reasons don't apply. Why is kavod hameis don't apply? I didn't understand that. I don't see why kavod hameis doesn't apply, unless I was thinking that one of the components of kriya shma l'amita is hagana, that Hashem should protect you. So, because you do something to protect yourself, is that a lack of kavod hameis? So maybe that's the svara. If the whole svara is what? Is hagana, that Hashem should give you shmira, so your loved one doesn't want you not to be watched. So that's an interesting shalom. I don't think that's the minute, though. I didn't say kriya shma l'amita. But that's what he writes in the Mincha Shlomo Chelek Alf Simen Sadi Alf Os Tes. Interesting din. Okay, and one last din, and that is that if you have someone that is an onay, but he doesn't know about it, and he's davening, should you tell him? Should you tell him? Maybe you shouldn't tell him until after he davens, okay? Maybe you shouldn't tell him. Let's say there's other people taking care of the mace, and that's a very important halacha that we should mention, that you need yediyah. You need yediyah for aveilus and for aninus. And until you have yediyah, you're not called an oval, you're not called an one. And that's what the Piskei Tshuva writes in here in Sifkat and Ches. He writes, Befeirish, that you should not tell him till he has davened. In fact, the Gilyon Marashah has later an amazing chiddush. Rabbi Chanan has a whole shtikal Torah on this, that there are certain categories that require yediyah, like bittul of taruvis, mamzer, orla. There are certain halachas that require yediyah. He claims avelus and aninus is one of them, and he claims that if you knew your wife was an avel and she doesn't know, one would be able to have tashu shamita with her. The Gilyon Marashah writes later on why, because he says she's not an avel until there's yediyah, and maybe Lamaish you should tell her, but Lamaish not doing anything wrong, Pashup Shah, because she's not an avel until she knows. So that highlights this din that you must have yediyah in order to be shaft. Shaft means to imbue on the person that you're avel or an oinei. Yes, Arya.
I heard a story that someone's they were going to get married. And then the wife's father passed away, but she didn't hear about it. So he went to Rosh Lobos Zalman Arbach and asked, what should I do? And he said, just don't tell her until after the wedding.
Okay, good.
Like, the mom didn't show up because she was obviously sitting.
Right. Well that's a whole sugi we'll have to get to, not today, but in Ksubis, in the beginning. If you have a whole, will there be a loss? Do you push off the wedding? But in your particular case, that's correct. That's exactly
not
this.
My case, but
there's no yediyah. No, I'm saying that case that you're bringing up, there was no yediyah, Lamais. There's a whole sugi and ksubis when everyone knows, what do you do?
Right.
Let's say right before the chasna or kala's parents die, God forbid. So what happens in that case? Okay, that's all simon and sugi and ksubis, we'll have to see. So that's legabi the aninus. Okay, let's get to now the din of Yom Rishon. Okay, is it deraisa de rabbanan? Because a person moves from aninus with the stimus agol to avelus, and he becomes chayv in mitzvahs. Is that din of avelus Yom Rishon? Is it deraisa, or is it going to be what? Is it going to be mid rabbanan? That's the shaila that we have to what? We have to get involved with now. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. That's the shayla that we have to get involved with right now. Now, there are different gemaras regarding whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So I want to go through some of the Raya's back and forth and come up with a different sheet, because you really have the gamut. The Rosh and the Ramah quotes him, and that's what Ashkenazim holds, say the whole concept of Avelis is the Rabbanon. Even Yom Rishon, Yom Misa, Vikfura, the whole thing is the Rabbanans, top to bottom. That's the Rosh one. You see, I made a mistake. There was Simon Gimel in the third parab in Moikotin. That's what the Ramah writes, Halach L'maisa. And that's what Ashkenazim hold. All of Avelis is considered to be mid Rabbanan. The Rif L'maisa and the Rambam hold that Avelis Yom Rishon is considered to be Midiraisa if the Yom Isa and Yom Kippurah were the same day. If they are the same day, the Rambam, the Riv, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ravid, they all hold Lamaisa, the Yom Isa and Kippurah is the Araisa. It could be, not it could be, but there is another Ravid that, I don't know if it's the same, I don't know if it's a steer in the Ravid, but the Ravid says that even Shloshim is Diraisa. We learned that in the second Seder. The Ravid says in Perek Vav, when it, Gemara says on Daf Yutesimeh, Shloshim in Olon, and it learns that Xerishava, yes, you guys remember. So it says that the Ravid has an opinion. He says that it's not considered to be Nasmachta. It's considered to be absolutely Minatir. That's the Ravid Shita. So let's get that. That's an extreme Shita that it's considered to be Midiraisa. That's the Shita of the Ravid. Okay? Shita of the Ravid holds that it's considered to be Minatir. Okay? So you have one extreme that everything is the Rabbanan. You have the other extreme that even Shloshim would be Minatir, which is a collector's item. And seems to be against the Ravid in other places where he says that Yom Rishon Diraisa, even if it's not Yom Isa V'Kippurah. I want you to get that down. That's what the Rav was Medayik. The Ravid seems to say that Yom Rishon is Diraisa, even if it's not Yom Kippurah. Okay? The Ravid is on Pirik Yud, Halacha Yud. The Ravid says there that the Yom Kippurah, even if it's not Yom Isa, it's considered to be Diraisa. And the Rav was Masber that Yom Rishon doesn't have to be Yom Rishon. It's Yom Echad is Diraisa. Lav Davka Avilas Yom Rishon. Avilas Yom Echad is Diraisa. And therefore, even if they're not the same what, the same day, Lamaisa, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Midiraisa. But that's the Ravid in Vav in Yud Yud. But the Ravid in Vav Aleph says that Shloshim is what? Shloshim is Midiraisa. Which is a very, very big Kiddush on Vav Aleph. So I don't know how you deal with that stira, but we're getting the Shitas Lamaisa about what is Diraisa, and what is Dirabanan. So that's the first two Shitas. You have one, the whole thing is Dirabanan. Actually, we have three Shitas so far. Yom Rishon Lamaisa, Yom Misa Kippurah, the same day, the Ram, the Riv, the Ramban, Rashi, Ravid, behold, it's all Diraisa. The Ravid were saying that if Yom Rishon is Diraisa, even if it's not the same day of the Misa. And then we point out a fourth Shita now that even Shloshim is Diraisa according to Ravid. Does anyone say that Shiv is Diraisa? So, Lamaisa, the Riff I wanted you to see in the Dapi Arif, quote Shitas that say that the Yas Avol, Shivas Yomim, Yushalmi, he says Avelis has been a terror. Then Yushalmi asks and says that what? How could that be? It's Kodamat and terror. That's the way Tyson in Moikot and Davchof and Ralph writes it. Ramaisa, so it could very well be that there is a sheet to the Rishon and Kodan Rift that the Rift rejects, holds that Shiv is Minatera from the Yasla of Avel Shivas Yom. It's interesting, the Maritzchai is asked on that Tyson because in Tyson Davches, learns from Yaakov Avinu, Malei Shvuazos, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. That there's a famous principle, Ein Marvin Simcha. That was also called a Matan. And Tosafot had no problem that on Chesem and Beis and Moikotin. And here on Daf Chaf and Aleph, he says, you know, he quotes Yushalmi and he learns Yushalmi, Bidmiya. How can you learn a Kodim Matan Torah? Poshup Shat, the Pnei Moshe, and the Korbaneta learned that the Gemara is asking a Kashan Yushalmi. Kodim Matan Torah, Ein Lamedim Matan Torah? That's the Poshup Shat. Poshut Shad in the Yushalmi, it was asking Lamaisa. But there is a Yesh Omrim in the that Shiv is the Raisa. And another marker for that might be Vafachti Chagechem La'evil. Mikan, we here see that Shiv is Minatayra. So you have two possible Makairas. Yushalmi actually quotes a different one. Yushalmi quotes the marker about Pesach Oloi Teshu Yom of Elayah Shiv is Yom. Shmart mishmeres mishkan Hashem, shem shimra kodesh broch hu olam shiva, kach adam shom alachichem shiva. That was after Matan Torah. So that's a legitimate makor. So the Yushalmi quotes other makoros. So there are other makoros you could give for shiva being midiraisa. So if I'm not mistaken, I think we just presented five different shitas about this, right? Either the whole thing's the Rabbanan, Either Yom Misa, Yom Kippur, same day as the Arisa. Even maybe Yom Echad might be the Arisa. Even if it's not Yom Kippur, that Ravid line, that line around, that's three. Four is Shiva, and five is even Shloshim. So there are five different Shitas L'maisa, whether what, whether this is considered to be Midiraisa, or this concept is considered to be Midrabanim. Now, the Gemara has in Moed Katan on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, I want you to see a line, when it's talking about the Isser Malacha, the Gemara has a line there, the Rav Ashi says, Lo Mevoi Kamer Lo Mevoi B'mei Evlo, that it's Asher Du Malacha Midrabanim Hu V'Shari. It says Midrabanim. Seems to be the Isser is of rabbinic origin, right? The whole din of Avela seems to be Midrabanim. So that Gemara seems to be Beferish. Very good Raya for the Rosh, that the whole thing is Durabanim. You could get out of that. You could get out of that very quickly by saying, like Tysus and Yadalan and Bezim Waikadin, that says, only the Malacha, Lamais is an Asmachta. Tysus writes the following. So the simplest reading of the Gemara is that it's the Rabbanan. That's on Yud Aleph Amud. Tysus on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Mask Esav Yochin slugs it up. Says, no, it doesn't, it's not right. Then I gave you the Gemara Nazar. The Gemara Nazar on Tet Vav Amud Beis writes Beferish. The Gemara there is talking about Mitzvah Kekulo. And the Gemara has a line there. It says, Dilma Kanal Karbashal Bel of Elish Shivat Rabbanan. It says, black and white is the Rabbanan. So maybe that's another riot to the Rosh in the Ashkenazic Rishonim, that the whole thing of Avail is the Rabbanan, the Rosh, the reader of Enatam. But no, if you look at the Mafarish on the Nazar, we call it the Mafarish because not Rashi. The Mafarish and Nazar right there on the spot, El of Avail is the Rabbanan. It says not that way. He says it meant to say that the Shiv is the Rabbanan, but the Ikra Avail is Yom Rishon is the Raisa. Zok the Mafarish Avail is the Rabbanan, the Ikra Avail is Enu El Yom Echad. Tichsiv, almost Archisuk Yomar, El Rabbanan, Tiknu Shiva. So that's another way to get out of the Gemara. So in other words, there's another way to get out of that Gemara as well. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, so those are two Gemaras that seem to imply it's the Rabbanan, and we quickly could dingzach on those. Halacha l'maisa. What are some rayas from the Gemaras that Yom Echad is D'Oraisa? What are some rayas of Gemaras Yom Echad is D'Oraisa? So, it said Lamaisa in the Gemara, it said Vachrisa Kiyom Mar, Iker Meriris Chad Yom. That's in Moed Katan and Chafal from the base. Iker Meriris Chad Yom. Right? That's basically what we said from Mafarish and Nazar. That's in Gemara and Moed Katan and Chafal from the Aleph. And Lamaisa, the Gemara and Moed Katan and Yudalim and base seems to also say like this, that it's considered to be Midiraisa, because the Gemara has a line there on Yudalim and Beis. It says that we take the Esed Yachid. The Gemara is a Lashon. The Gemara says the Esed of Yachid is Daiche, the concept of Avelis, which is Diraisa. Yeah, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara's Lashon is on Yudal and Mabez, says like this. It says, Oval, Eina Noe Gavelosa Beregel, on Yudal and Mabez, Shenemra Samachta Bechagetha. So the Gemara Pilpels, I Avelos Mi Karahu, Asi Esid the Rabin, Vitochi Esid the Yachim. There it is. The Esid the Rabin, which is what? What's the Esid the Rabin? Which is, which is Simchas Yontif, pushes off the Esed Yachid, which is Avelis, but it calls it Esed Yachid. The Avelis, the Hashtu, if it's considered to be what? The Misa happened in Cholomoy, Lo Esed Yachid, Vidachi Esed Rabin. So it identifies it as Esed Yachid. So that.
The Rosh that says it's a Rabin
Dara. I understand. Right. I understand, but Lo Maisa, that's what we're saying, that the Pashup Shadli Gemara is that every shita that holds not the way, we just want to line up the riser of Rabbanan, how you think, Zach? And these are the riser that will be Poshup Shai there, D'Oraisa. So that's how the Gemara identifies that as being what? As being D'Oraisa. So Mikan, that it would be available to D'Oraisa. And that's what Tysus says with favors. Tysus says, the Ramasco essay, right there on the top, Essay the Yakamasa, available to Ike, Essay D'Oraisa. Midalokam, Dachi, Essay D'Rabbanan. Okay, so that Gemara seems very clear that it's what, that it's going to be the Araisa. So let's turn now to the Shitas HaRambam, okay, where the Rambam derives the Makor of this concept of Avelis D'Araisa D'Rabbanan. So the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Smitzis Lamed Zayin, writes that there's a mitzvah to be metame. And if it's for your relative, it says La Yitame. That is the Makor for Avelis. Even though the Pasuk's not talking about Rechitz and Sicha, but it's telling you got to be involved in the mace. And therefore, not eating karbanos is an example, but the concept of niyug avelus, at least on the first day, is going to be min ha-Torah, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the chiyuv avelus is a mitzvah essay, even though it's on the first day alone, and the other days are the rabbanon. But lamaisa kohen is obligated to practice avelus on the first day by becoming tameh for his close relatives. So the Rambam says it's a function of kohanim mitam lekroivim avelus min ha-Torah. And if you're not a Kohen, you're Israel or Levi, so you're not Metame. I mean, there's no issue with Metame anyway, but that's part and parcel of the mourning process, and that's where Avelis comes from, according to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, the Rambam says differently in the Yad HaChazakah. In Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he writes, the Pasuk says, V'achalti chatas hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. That's the story we learn in Shmini, that an avol is mechuyev to mourn for the loss of his relatives, and therefore on the first day, Yom Nisan Kfura, the Rambam, like the Rif, is considered to be the Makor. Okay? Seems, you know, it's a bit of a stira, but the Lamaisa, the bottom line is Kesed Vishnu's Morit, but the bottom line is the Rambam has two Makoros, that it is the Araisa. Now, I want to highlight that the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, I'm sorry, the Ramban in the Torah's Adam writes that we assume that Avelis Yom Rishon is D'Araisa, but he is mechalek between what is D'Araisa and what is the Rabbanan. Okay? In other words, we said, according to the Ramban, that there is Yisuri Avelis Toch Aninis. So, one of the things that is Usur, one of the Hezbeirim is that it's Idunim, pleasurable Yisuri. Things that are done, L'chitza for Tan, you know, Tashma Shamita, Sicha, those he claims are Isuri D'Araisa, and they took effect even at an earlier time. Whereas the other things, L'Araisa, that are not considered to be, you know, pleasurable, those things take place at a later time, meaning after Kfura, classically during the window of Avelis, and those are D'Rabbanan. So it's pretty clear that Lamaisa, it's the Araisa, how it manifests itself, the Ramban says, is the Isuria of the Araisa during what Aninis that you have. And on Yom Rishon, they would remain the Araisa even after the Kfura, says the Ramban in the Torah's Adam. And you see that there is this connection between the Aninis and Avelis, even though the story in Chumash and Parshmini is talking about Aninis and Kachim, but the way the Rambam puts it, you know, the Aninis and Avelis are very much tied together, especially if you say the Yom Rishon is only the Araisa on the Yom Misa and the Yom Kfura, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay, so that's the approach of the Rambam L'Maisa and the Sephardic Rishonim. So, if we go weiter in this, it's very interesting how you decipher the halacha of the psak in the Shulchan Aruch per se. Okay? So that's what I want to go through right now real quickly. Okay? Not so quickly, but let's make sure we get it. The Netziv just points out in the Emek She'ela that even according to the Ma'amar that Avelis is the Araisa, it's only the Gabi the Dvarim Shebetzina. Anything but Farhesia, everything is the Rabbanan. Even those who say that Yom Rishon is the Araisa, it's only by the private things. Rechitza, we said, was private, Tashma Shamita. But those Isurim that are Betzina will be Isuri D'Araisa, but only the Dvarim Shebetzina. That's what the Gesher Achaim writes in Amud Kuf Pe'al. So it's an interesting Netziv. I don't know if everyone will agree to it, but that's what they want to claim, that if you hold it to D'Araisa, it's only the Dvarim Shebetzina are knowing. So how does the Mechaber Paskin on this Shiloh? Okay, so If you look in Simon Shin Sadi Ches, the Mechaber writes, Avelis Yom Rishon Imhu Yom Isa Kfura Havidia Raisha Vishar Yamin Midrabanan. Vishar Yamin Midrabanan. Yesh Omrin, says the Mechaber, Sha'af Avelis Yom Rishon Denisa Kfura Havidirabanan Mechol Mason. So we know that the Klal and Shulchan Aruch Zuni have a Stam and Yesh Omrin, the Lachos is Kistam. And the Beis Yosef writes Beferish, I hope you got to see it, in Shin Sadi Ches, that Avelis Yom Rishon is the Araisa. The Shach, however, there in Sifkat and Beis, Paskins like the Yesh Omrin, that it's the Rabbanon, and he echoes this in Shin Mem Beis, Sifkat and Dalet. And the Ramah says this in two places, that it's the Rabbanon. I want you to get all the Marmakimus and look, and make sure you guys can look it up, please. The Ramah in Shinai and Dalet Sif A says black on white it's the Rabbanon, and also in Simon Shin Sadi Tes Sif Gimel, he is Masbir, the Mechaber who writes, and I'm quoting Shin Sadi Tes Sif Yud Gimel, what do you do on Yontif Sheni? What do you guys do on Yontif Sheni? If Avelis is the Raisa, I would have said, do the Raisa over Yontif Sheni, which is the Rabbanon. If Avelis is the Rabbanon, then I would say, you know what? Hey, Mamre, remember the Simcha beats out the Avelis. So I'm quoting the Mechaber here. He says, Beferish in Shin Sadi Tes, I want to quote you the exact words, because the Ramah is being Masber him when he writes a strange Lashon. He says, even though he's stark about it being derisive, so you would expect him to say, you know, Yontif Sheni, I want you to do it. What does he say in Shin Sadi Tes of Yud Gimel? I'm reading it at the end. He says, in Shin Sadi Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, Va'oilim no'agin shol is'abel b'yontif sheni shel galias, al shumes, afilu yomisu v'kfuru. So the Mechaber is stark, derisive, so all of a sudden says, if Yontif Sheni is coincides with Yom Rishon of Avelis, the Olam is made. Says the Ramah, God, the Sovereign Kedasa Omrim Chain Shub Avelis derisa, Chena Minik Poshavim Lashanos. That's the famous sheet of the Ramah, which we said. So what's going on with this Mechaber that he quotes this Olam as the Minik is to be Mekel? Where does this really come up stark? Tyson Brachas, Mem Zayin Beis. Rebbe Lazar had 9 guys. We know it from Baba Bas Ariel, right? And you know, you give him about the long Tysus. He only had 9 guys, right? He had an Evan Kenani's at 10th. So what happened? It was Meshachar Zevet. Frek the Gemara, if Lolan Ben Tavodu. Answers the Gemara, Mitzvah Shiny. Frek the Gemara, Mitzvah Shiny. Mitzvah Baba Veira. Answers the Gemara, Mitzvah the Rabbim Shiny. Mitzvah Rav Shani. Mikan, says Taisus. Top Taisus, the Ramaskal, Memzayin in the base. Mitzvah Rav Shani, second Taisus there. Mikan Kasher to the Bahag. The Bahag is a famous psak that on Yontif Sheni, if Yom Rishon of Avelis is the Raisa, Yom Mitzvah Kuru, you do the Avelis. It beats out Yontif Sheni. Frek Taisus, Mikan Kasher on the Bahag. How could this be? The Bahag, Lamaisa says that what? The Rabbanon doesn't beat out the Diraisa. What are you talking about? The Rabbanon of Minyan, Davening Minyan, here beat out a Diraisa, Lolan Ben Tavodu? No. And Tosis leaves it as a Kasha. And he points out the Sugya that Ariel put out in Tsubis by the Chassan, that we put the mace aside, we don't bury it, then we have to get married and have Bia, and then they do the Shuvia Mishta, and then they do Shuvia Me'avelis. Right? So he says that the Shuvia Mei Mishnah was able to push off the Avelis, so Kosher Ken Yontif Sheni. So Tosis blives by Akasha. Yiddish means it remains. He has Akasha on the Bahag. He said, how can the Bahag say that you observe Yom Tov, Avelis Yom Rishon, the Araisa on Yontif Sheni? The Araisa beats out the Rabbanon. You see from this Gemara not that way. It's a stark Akasha. You see very strong Lamais against what? Against the Bahag. Very, very strong. Against the Bahag Lamaisa. He's in Simon Chafav. The Bahag says like this. Tais, Tais, Arash, they all say. It's a Pelham. Against the Bahag. And in fact, the Mechaber was so stark about it. Big D'Oraisa, 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 all of a sudden says, Yontif Sheni, the Olam has this minig. And the Ramah says, yeah, the Olam has this minig, and it's a good minig. It's a good minig. It's a good minig, because all of Avelis is the Rabbanan. All of Avelis is the Rabbanan. Let's just highlight that the Mechaber, as we always say, you got to look in the Mechaber, all places in Shulchan Aruch, right? Not just in Avelis. The Mechaber in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simin Tov Kuf Mem Ches, Siv Gimel, he sticks stark with the Shita. HaKovris Mesim Yontov Sheni Shul Galash, Yontov Achron, Ob Yontov Sheni Shul Atzeres, No Ibo Avelis, Imai Osi Yom Misa Bekvura, Hol Yontov Sheni Midivreya, Vavelis Yom Rishon Shul Teira, Yitches Shul Divreya, Min Neesho Shul Teira. No, you see the Mechaber were highly loves his Shita. So what on earth is he saying? Oh, you'll know again. In Or HaChaim, he says it's Usser. But Olam Noagin, what's the pshat with this Olam Noagin? You follow what we're saying? In Or HaChaim, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you start with the Shita. The Ramah there is Cholik, Agav Yesh Cholik, it's you, Eilin HaVeilis, Bishum Yom Tov Shein, Yachin HaMinik Poshim, Eilin HaShamas, Yoh Yishtark, Eilin HaShamas. It's a Shtark of Machloikis. So what's the pshat with this Mechaber? What's the pshat with this Mechaber? It's Machriya that it's the Eraisim. Said it in Simon Sin Sani Ches. Beis Yosef's Machriya in the end of Sof. Simon Sin Sani Tes. So what's the pshat? So maybe, Lamaisa, maybe what you could say, and this is what the Sefer Yisori Halacha wants to suggest, Lamaisa, that maybe what you could say is echoed based on another case in Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber does this. Where does he do this in Or HaChaim? It's in Simin Shin Chaf, Sif Yud Ches. Are you allowed to open up a barrel of wine with a cloth? Are you allowed to plug it up, a barrel of wine with a cloth of linen, because it's going to get schita? The rag is going to be inundated with the wine. You might squeeze out the rag, and it might be a problem of schita. So this is basically a psik ration to lo nichale. Secret, because I don't really, it's going to be disgusting. I don't put a kli under, I'm not trying to get the liquid. So the Mechaber writes it's usser, and then if you look it up there in Shin Chaf, I'll read you the Lashon, because I wanted to just say in Shin Chaf, he says a similar Lashon. It's in Shin Chaf Sif what? Sif Yud Ches. Read his Lashon. He says Lo Nichaleva Olam Nogin Heter Bedavar. Why? That's the Aruch Shita. The secret of Shulchan Aruch is Mutter. Mechaber says it's awesome in the Rabbanan, but he says Olam Nogin Heter B'Davar. So the Yisori Halacha wants to say the same thing. He wants to say that Mikra Adin, of course he holds his D'Oraisa, and really you should observe Velis, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni, but the meaning is people don't. People don't, because they're relying on that Gemara and Daf Yudal and Bezim like cotton, that the Yesed Rabim is Dachi the Yesed of the Velis. So he wants to say, Lamaisa, that maybe that's the way you have to read it. The minigolem is not the way. But okay, he's pointing out another place in Shulchan Aruch where it happens. But maybe what we can say is that Lamaisa, in Lomdis, what we could suggest, is the same way that you'll save the Bahak. Remember we said Tosfos asked Akasha on the Bahag and left it as Akasha? Maybe in the same way that we can answer the Bahag, the Mechaber is saying also that, you know what? Lamaisa, the Olam Nogin Lamaisa to do, the Olam is Nogin to do a Heter, Lamaisa, is what is the Pshat, Lamaisa? So, we said, how are you going to answer the Kasha? So maybe what you could answer is that, you know, Yom Rishon is considered to be B'Diraisa, no doubt. How is the Ba'ah going to answer the Kasha of Rabbi Lazar? You know, about Meshachar the Evi Knaini. So I'll tell you what the answer is. The Isser of Lolamem Tavodu is giving him a free gift for no reason. Here I did it because I want to have the minion. So don't ask me a Kasha over there. I don't view it as if the Rabbanan of Davin and Minion beat out Lolamem Tavodu. There's no Isser of Lolamem Tavodu. The Yisra of Lam Tavod is when you give him a free gift. To give him free. Here I'm freeing him because I need to.
That's not an issur at all. The Gemara wasn't saying that the Rabbanan beats out a Diraisa. It wasn't saying that at all. Allah lamaisa. So, and you could also reread the Gemara and Ksubas that Ariel brought up, and that is that it wasn't Avelis Diraisa. Maybe the guy died, and they waited a day, lamaisa, to have the wedding till the next day. So the Avelis at that time was only the Rabbanan. It wasn't Minat Tehillim. So maybe you could reread the Gemara and say that those cases, there was no issue of Yeraisa. So, Lamaisa, that's why we would say that we can answer the Bahag, the Kash of Taisus on the Bahag. So Taisus is following the Bahag Shita. I'm sorry, the Machaber is following the Shita. But the bottom line is, those are Terutsim. And when he says the Olam, when he quotes this Olam, the Minigah Olam, it's not just because in Hilchos Shabbos he has that sometimes, but also he's saying these aren't fancy answers or good answers, but the push-up shot is that it is difficult to Bahag Shita. And the Olam has this after because I know, I realize the Gemara and Daf Yudalim and Beis, and I realize it strongly, and the bottom line is that Lamaisa, that's why the Minig Olam is that Lamaisa, they don't have any Avelis, because the bottom line is that you have no what? You have no rayas from those Gemaras by Rabbi Elazar. You could forever, but Lamaisa, and that's what I really could answer. But they're fancy answers. And the bottom line is that the pashas in those Gemaras in Brachas and in Ksubas is that the Rabbanan beat it out, and therefore we should not observe any Avelis the first day, even though it's Diraisa on Yom Tov Sheni. So those are two hesberim I wanted to give as to what the Machaber means is the Olam Nizarin B'Zeh. But please get the different simonim. Again, I'm going to repeat it just because I think it's so important. Again, in Shin Sadi Ches, he said it was Diraisa. In Shin Sadi Tesif Yigimel, he also reiterates, but he has that Olam Noggin. And the Ramah in two places writes it, the Rabbanan. In Shin Ayin Dalet Sifei, and in the end of Shin Sadi Tes, and the Shach, of course, says the Rabbanan. In Shin Mem Beis, and also here in Sifkat and Beis, he says in Shin Sadi Ches. But that's Lamaisa regarding what? Regarding the Machaber. Okay? Now, it might have one ramification. We don't do this. We'll get to it, God willing. We don't do this. But one of the things we do, the one thing that we do when when a person becomes an Avol, he's chayv in all mitzvahs, like we said, but there's one mitzvah, the first day tefillin, that you don't do as an aval. It's the only mitzvah you don't do as an aval. So there is a shita of the Maritatz. There is a shita of the Maritatz. It's one of the Gedol Achronim, I want you to get it, who claims that the only time you don't wear the tefillin is when Yom Misa and Yom Kfura are on the same day. Then it's D'Raisa. But if Yom Misa and Yom Kfura are not the same day, you better bet your bottom dollar you need to put on tefillin. Now, most don't hold this Maritatz, but there are some. In Yerushalayim, some are knowing like that. That if the Yom Bis and Yom Kur is not the same day, that means the Avelis is not strong because it's only the Rabbanan, right? So, tefillin. So, the Maritatz has such a shita. Now, the note of Yehuda says he's wrong. It's in the Pische Tshuva. Please, you look it up. In Shin Sari Chesif Katan Aleph, the Dogu Mervava, Pische Tshuva quotes a Dogu who argues on the Maritatz very strongly, and he says not that way. But I want you to know this is a very good nafgamina, guys, because in America, usually the Yom Mis and Yom Kippur will not be the same day. Right? It takes a day. Very rarely can you get it done in the same day. Maybe in Lakewood now they do it. They're able to do it because they're in charge of everything. They sometimes do it. They even do Levi's at night. I've been in Levi at night in Lakewood. Usually New York State, I don't think it's illegal. No basic farms open. But if you could have a Yom Misa and Yom Kippur, then it's more understandable. Usually, most times, it's not the same. So even Yom Rishon, according to Moshe Shon, is going to be the Rabbanan, because Yom Misa and Yom Kippur, the Kippur is the next day. So there's a Maritatz that's put on the tefillin. We don't do it, but I want you to get that. It's a very, very big ramification. You know, tefillin's a scary thing. You know, we're not tefillin. You know, the Gemara says, our kakafta, the gavra, the omarachbel tefillin, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, the guy stays in Gehenna. The worst Russia comes out after 12 months. But a guy who doesn't put on tefillin, that's why Lubavitch Hasidim at the airports, they learn the Gemara, as long as you put on tefillin one time in your life, you get out of that category. Most of Shonim say it means every day. If a guy been mazed and doesn't put on tefillin, You always got to tell, if you have chaverim that, you know, are not being shomer Torah mitzvahs, you got to tell them they can't let the day go by without tefillin. Always got to make sure to put on tefillin, unless someone's really ill, terribly ill. You can't let it go by, even if you slept until 1. Make put it on for a mincha. Can't let a day go by without it. So that's why there's this. Our meaning is still we don't do it. We don't. We follow Dagar Mavala. But I want you to know this Maritats. It's in the Piskei Tshuva right there in the Siman, in our Siman, Shin Sadi Ches. Yes, Ari.
Is it? Let's say that you decide that you're going to do it on the same day as the Misa, the Kvura.
Yes.
Does it automatically become a Deoraisa, or only once we bury the body does the whole day become a Deoraisa?
It becomes Deoraisa as soon as you're doing the Kvura. You know what
I'm saying? Before that, you have to treat it like a Deoraisa.
Yes,
you
know? your observances of not doing Rechitza, if you did Rechitza, you were over in a Deoraisa because it turned out you buried him on that day.
Okay.
Turns out, I'm afraid, you didn't miss a Deoraisa. That's what I'm saying. So when you come home, that's what the Maritats is saying. You know, no problem. He agrees no one wants to put this on. That's Yom Rishon Deoraisa. But usually it's not the same day in America. So that's what the Maritats, we don't accept it, but I want you to know that sheet. That's where it's coming from. Now, according to that Ravid we had at the beginning with the Rav, the Ravid held even if the Yom Mis and Yom Kru was not the same day, he still said it was Deoraisa. Then that Maritats would fall away, right? But we don't hold like that. I don't know how to answer the Ravid. Ravid himself said Shloshim was Deoraisa. Not just Shiva, Shloshim. But I don't know why the Rav didn't I have to ask Rabbi Conan's Rav. I don't know why he didn't ask the steer in the Ravid. Why he didn't write that unless I missed it in the notes there. Okay. But let's take it just a step further. It's getting late, Lamaisa, okay? About this din, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? Now, there is a Tshuva Sarashba in Simon Kufnun Hay. He was asked regarding this topic of whether something is it Deoraisa or Rabbanan. And the Rashba writes the following. He says, you quoted to me a Gemara Moikon that Yom Misa Yom Kur is Deoraisa. He says, in my Masichta, this line does not appear. Again, Yom Misa Yom Kur Deoraisa. That line you quoted to me, the Shaul and the Rashba, who asked him the Shaila, said, there's a Gemara that says Yom Misa Yom Kur is the same day as Deoraisa. He says, there's no such Gemara. It was said by the Gaonim. And many of the Chachmei Yisrael disagreed with them. And this says, there's no such concept, Lamaisa. There's no such concept as Avela Deoraisa. Only Aninus is Deoraisa. It says in the Pasuk, Achalti Chatasayom. And there are many Rayas, Lamaisa. There are many Rayas, Lamaisa, that are quoted, Lamaisa. But the bottom line is this din, Lamaisa, the only way that it could be Deoraisa, he's saying, is if in fact Misa and Kfura are together on the same day. There's no way that it could be Deoraisa if it was just Yom Kfura, which we just said a second ago. The Ravid says it's possible. But the Rashba says it's absolutely impossible. You cannot say such a thing. Halach Lamaisa. That's what we assume. Halach Lamaisa. That's what the Rashba writes. And he says there was a quote from there, and the Gemara what doesn't exist. So that brings us to the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Tet Zayin and Beis, which I want you to see. What does the Mishnah say there? It says as follows: Rochatz Balaila Rishon Shemesa Ishto. By Rabbi Gamliel, Amalo Tamid of Lola Madin Ravenu Shavu Asal Rochatz. What are you doing? How do you take a shower? They asked Rabbi Gamliel. Amalem Eni Kishar Benam Istin Sani. Right? This means you're delicate. Right? You're delicate. The Taz as Akashi says, there's a whole category of istinus exists. Why don't you say Butla Daito? Right? Butla Daito, if they are the ones, Butla Daito, we don't care about a minority. That's what he asks. Why is a category of istinus have any validity in halacha? Most people are not istinuses. It's a great kasha that Taz says. He says, Butla Daito, Mikolodim. So Taz answers, and this is, we can back it up with it. There's a Tazaria Zakh, and he's not involved. If it's a strong minority, you don't say Butla Daito, it's a Kolodim. Right, where does the Gemara use that? In Anshi Hutzal, they used to be able to carry baskets on their head. So the din is, if they carry a basket on their head and Shiyofer Shram and Shabbos, what's the din? They're still potter. What do you mean? Butla Daito Kolodim. For them, it wasn't a Shinui. Doesn't make a difference. Most people don't carry like that. That's a very weak minority. But if it's a strong minority, there are 40% of people that say are distant, or 30%. That's enough to say it's a valid category. Okay. So the Gemara there in Bracha says, my time up. So why did Rav Gamliel do such a thing? Because Sarah Ninis Lila the Rabbanon, Dechsiv Achrisa Kiyomar, B'makamistin this Logaz of Rabbanon. It was only the Rabbanon, and therefore B'makam, what isn't this ever make? So Taisus says in Brachas there, Lamaisa, on Tetzayim Beis, says, what does it have to do with anything? Taisus on Tetzayim Beis asks a great kasha, he asks like this. Let's just finish up with this Taisus. Taisus asks on Tetzayim Beis, Aninas Lao the Rabbanon, the Torma Bari Oni Nami Oni Eglim Meiser, Avalin Rechitza the Avelis the Rabbanon who? He says, even if Aninas would be the Arisa, what does the Arisa mean by Aninas? We learned the first day, last week. Only means by Shoshani and Kachim. Doesn't mean bathing. So what kind of Raya is that? It's a great Kasha. The Yishtoma di Yisav and Yerisa Gabi Meiser, Gabi Shardvarim, the Rabbanon Nami Havel Migzer, called the Tikun Rabbanon Ken Yerisa Tikun. It means if it would have been the Arisa, then we would have patterned the Issa Rechitza after Maisha Sheni and Kachim. Because the Rabbanan patterned that after that, Halach HaLamaisa. That's what it means. But what we see from this this Taisus is the connection between Avelis and Aninas. Right? This was after his wife died. Right? They buried her. Right? And Lamaisa, the Gemara is pilpling with Aninas, whether it's the Arisa or the Rabbanan. Lamaisa, you see that what the Gemara is comparing the notion of Avelis Aninus in the same vein. And therefore, Lamaisa, it would have depended. If I held Aninus was the Arisa, then it would have been such and such. If I held Aninus the Rabbanan, then I'm made to make a buck of mistiness. So that's what I'm saying. This highlights this din of Yom Yisuv Yom Kuru, that it's going to be the Arisa. And if in fact you would have held that Aninus Lila was the Arisa, then what would be your outcome? Then Avelis, the night after the what? The night after the Misa would also be the Arisa. You follow what I'm saying? That we don't paskin like that, Shita. Remember, we paskin that Aninus, Belial was only the Rabbanan after the Yom Misa. But I'm saying, if you would have held that, it would have been the Arisa. It doesn't make a difference, though. But it's only Kachem HaShem. Yes, it would make a difference. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ked Arisa Tikkun, and that would be the Din, Halacha L'Maisa. So, after it's all said and done, it's a very big machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Our whole topic this summer is it the Arisa or the Rabbanan? According to the Ashkenazim, it's the Rabbanan. And according to the Sephardim, at least Yom Rishon is going to be the Arisa if it's Yom Misav Yom Kura, certainly the case. Okay, so I went over. Okay, Yehuda is going to say a Chabura on Thursday from 5 to 5:30.